Hey guys, what's going on? Welcome to the show. This is Sports with Strawberry Ice. I'm your host, Jeff Trunipal, and as always, I'm bringing you sports from a West Side point of view right here in the great city of Cincinnati, Ohio, home of the Cincinnati Reds. All right, guys, if you found the show, do me a favor, hit that like and subscribe button. I'm up to 614 subscribers. That's awesome. Let's keep it rolling. Try to get to 700 as fast as we can. And as most of you know, my loyal listeners, my berries, they know that this show and every show is brought to you by T-Properties. T-Properties, quality housing for quality people. Check out their website at www.tpropertiesllc.com for all your rental property management needs and your rental needs. All right, guys. Now, baseball started. We had a first weekend of baseball, and the Reds did exactly what I did not want them to do. They went 1-2 against the lowly Detroit Tigers, which is, like I said, the exact opposite of what I said. They need to get off to a great start. They should have been 3-0. With the great starting pitching they had from Sonny Gray, Castillo, and Bauer, they should have been 3-0. There is no reason for them to have lost these games. The first game was awesome. It was so much fun to watch it. I mean, I enjoyed watching all of them, but Saturday and Sunday's games were just absolutely frustrating to watch them, and they couldn't get the hit, and that's unfortunately been the problem with the Reds the last couple years. They haven't been able to get that hit. Well, hopefully they'll be able to get it tonight. They're back at it tonight versus the Cubs. First pitch is at 6:40. Alrighty, now as you guys may or may not know, Mike Moustakas is on the injured list. Now, Reds manager David Bell said that he woke up not feeling well, and that's all they know at this point. So, you don't feel good. Normally, in the past, it would be a big deal. You take a couple vitamins, you head to the ballpark, and you power through it. But with this day and age of COVID-19 and the pandemic, you probably got to stay home for a little while because you may or may not have the COVID. You may test positive. You may be asymptomatic. Who knows? So at this point, if they are not feeling good at all, they got to stay home, quarantine, and get better, and hopefully get back at it. I really do think Moustakas not being in the lineup the last 2 days really made an impact on the offense. I mean, after one game, to me, you see his importance to this team, not only in the lineup, but I think also on the bench and in the clubhouse. And I just think he's a real, real leader that this team hasn't had in a while. And I think missing him has really hurt them the last two games. So hopefully the Reds will bounce back tonight and get a win. Okay, now as we know, the COVID pandemic is still going on, unfortunately. So the MLB has canceled two games tonight after 14 members of the Marlins tested positive for COVID-19. Now, as far as I know, I think I just heard this on MLB Network, that four or five of them so far are asymptomatic. I don't know about the rest. Hopefully the rest of them are all asymptomatic. I think that's pretty much what 90% of the players in the NBA and Major League Baseball, you're testing positive, but they're not getting sick. And like I've said on the show and many, many shows, I'm not sure if you test positive, what does that mean? I wish somebody would tell me. Does that mean you can pass it on or what? Because I don't know. I mean, a year ago, say a year ago, you could say you want to get tested to see if you had some kind of virus or something in you. Pretty sure there's a good chance you probably could have tested positive for something. So I don't know. I wish they could figure out that if you're asymptomatic that you can't pass it. That would be great. That'd solve a lot of problems here. Because, like I've said before, if you're not coughing, sneezing, you don't have a fever, I'm not sure how you could pass it on. But not a doctor. I just play one on TV. Not really. All right. So let's get back to baseball. We got today's lineups. And David Bell drives me nuts with some of this stuff. But I'll read you the lineup, and I'll give you my critiques on the overthinkingness of David Bell, I think. All right, you got Philip Irvin leading off playing center field. Votto-matic, Joey Votto, batting second, playing first. Gino Eugenio Suarez, playing third base, batting third. batting fourth. In right field, it's Nick Castellanos. The Punisher gets his first start. Aristides Aquino, he's batting fifth. Your DH for today is Christian Colon. Batting seventh at second base is Kyle Farmer, who, like I said, every time I mention Kyle Farmer, I think he is the best part of that Yasiel Puig trade that we got. He is unbelievable. Shortstop is Freddie Galvis, batting eighth. And catching and batting ninth is Kirk Castalli. Now, what I was going to say before about David Bell and his, to me, over analytics and overthinking drives me nuts. I don't understand why Shogo is not in the lineup again. I don't understand why he hasn't let him off yet. That's what we signed him for, I thought. It was to be our left fielder and our leadoff hitter. And he's, what, started one game out of three? I don't understand. I don't know. David Bell, I guess he drives me nuts with all his, like I say, I say it's over-analyzing stuff, overthinking. He tries to outthink everybody. And sometimes it's baseball, man. Just throw him out there and let him play. Especially a guy you signed to lead off and play left field. So, I know there's guys out there, like my buddy Tim Beadle. He'll say, I don't care if he leads off or not. He just wants him in the lineup. I agree with that. I think he should be in the lineup. I would prefer him to lead off because the Reds had such a terrible time the last couple years at the leadoff spot, and you literally signed him to lead off.
So, David Bell, do me a favor. Lead off Shogo Akiyama.
Why is that so hard to figure out? But anyway, he's not even playing today, so. I'm sure he'll get to come off the bench and hopefully get a hit or two for the Reds and probably get in the game. It just the way that drives me nuts. And then, we got to go back to talking about what happened this past weekend. Now, the Reds had three of the best starting pitching performances I have ever seen by Reds three consecutive Reds starters in my life. I mean, they were unbelievable. And then the bullpen blows it. That was Saturday's game. I'm like, really? I mean, because I kind of understand. Like last year, toward the end of the year, David Bell wore the bullpen out. You know, which I mean, he. I'm not blaming David Bell. Just in the year, and he used the bullpen a lot. Now, right now, you have to use the bullpen a lot because if you look at it this way, the starting pitchers or the pitchers in general are only in their third week of spring training, basically. So the pitchers aren't stretched out. So for us, the Reds, to get three starting pitchers to go six plus innings in the first three games, and we only won one of them, that's not good. a lot of it, it's the relief. I mean, Michael Lorenzen gave up a home run yesterday, a two-run shot. The Reds tried to come back, and they just Joey Votto grounded out into a double play in the game yesterday, so I was kind of frustrating. It's just, they got to get off the better starts. We cannot have the bullpen blow these leads. Raisel Iglesias, I know people are down on him. Look, when he had his great year 2 years ago, and David Price was the manager, David Price just brought him in for three outs. In the ninth inning, that's it. He never brought him in for anything else. And I just don't think, for some reason, his mental capacity, he could come in any other way. I think he's proven it time and time again. And I know, you're like, all right, Strawberry, what are you going to do if, he doesn't get in for three or four days? That I don't know. That's where they're going to have to figure something out. But for the most part, he should only be coming in the ninth inning, three outs, and close the door and get out, go home. To me, because I don't think he has proven that he can do it otherwise. But that's just my 2 cent rant. Anyway, all right. So, what's the best thing you guys saw in sports over the weekend? I just talked about it. Mine was obviously the Reds and baseball being back, and the three great pitching performances by Gray, Cassiano, and Bauer over the weekend. So, what was yours? You can tweet me or answer me either at Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, or right down here below. The social media platforms are all under Sports with Strawberry Ice. Now, baseball started next weekend. You Blue Jackets fans like me, hockey is back. Next weekend, August 1st, are the first games of starting the playoff run. This is going to be so much fun to watch. So, and you guys out there, if you're wondering, I did get a truck. Nice big red one. That's why I called it Big Red. So it's on my Facebook page. Check it out. All right, guys. So that brings me to the part of the show where I invite you to join Facebook groups that I help run. They are Reds Country, Bengals Nation, Bearcats Country, and Cyclones Country. Now, I know not everybody can watch the show on YouTube. You guys are busy. You can take me with you. I got a podcast. It's the same thing as the show. It's just my voice. So you guys can check it out. If you do that, do me a favor. Make sure you subscribe to it and give me a 5-star review. I would greatly appreciate that. And as always, YouTubers, like I said, beginning of the show, we're at 614. Let's try to keep that rolling. Try to get to 700 as fast as we can. And other than that, it's Monday, it's the beginning of the week. Hopefully it goes by fast. We can roll on into the weekend. Other than that, you guys have a great day, and that's just sports, baby. See you guys.